We were talking, guys, about United and City going out, but nobody went out of European competition in a more spectacular fashion, surely, than Barcelona. 8-2 thrashed by Bayern Munich. And earlier on this morning, one of my colleagues here at TalkSport, Simeon Wright, got in touch with former Barcelona striker Steve Archibald, who still lives and works out there. And he said to Archibald straight, how is this great club coping with all the fallout of being on the wrong end of an 8-2 result?
Well, we'll start today because there's an extraordinary general board meeting taking place today, I think about 11 o'clock. Taking place now, I would imagine, to discuss the state of the team. It's been pretty catastrophic. There'll be fallout right, left and centre, that's for sure, including board members and players, of course. The fans are extremely unhappy.
You know, how far are we, do you think, to believe the talk that Lionel Messi kind of wants out at the minute?
I suppose it will depend on who takes over, because you've got to remember there's elections coming up. And the new candidates for elections are pushing for an early election. The original election takes place before the summer, next summer. But people are pushing for an election right away. So it will depend on what happens with elections, who becomes a new president, and what kind of project they put together to convince Messi to stay. Could Messi leave? Of course he could, because the club's in disarray right now, and he doesn't want to be in a club and team that's in disarray. There's lots of changes to be made at board level, and also at team level. So it's catastrophic, and for a top player, especially at Messi's age, he'll want to finish and go on the next two or three years to win things and enjoy his football, then it's really important that is resolved ASAP.
Yeah, how could you see them coping without Messi?
Players come and go. You know, you can go through the history of any club and you'll say, well, how did cope after that player? Teams cope, they reorganise, they put a different team together and they make it work. That's just how it happens. It'd be ridiculous to say that Barcelona wouldn't function without Messi, because Messi, you know, Messi's a wonderful player, best in the world by far. But if you're a player, and it's been demonstrated over the past couple of years, you know, certain players who have paid an awful lot of money to buy and bring into the club have not been able to play with Messi and have suffered as a consequence of not being able to do that. So these top players at the club have paid 150 million per player, two or three players that come in have not been able to function because of Messi. So you never know how these things work. If Messi leaves, then it'll be a restructuring, of course, and it would need a very strong manager, and it'll probably be the most difficult job in the world to try and win the league when Messi goes. So there's a lot to think about. Messi right now is not saying he's leaving. He's not saying anything. He's waiting to be convinced.
Brilliant.
Steve Archibald on all things Barcelona, speaking to Simeon Wright this morning. Danny, you know, we talk about Messi. I can't imagine seeing Messi in any other club shirt than Barcelona.